Sometimes it's the wind. Sometimes it's a bird's song. Sometimes it's in a baby's song. Baby's song. A baby's newborn cry. You know, one of my biggest joys as a pastor is when a couple calls me up and says, "Eric, we're going to the hospital. We're supposed to have our baby. We'd love it if you'd be there." You see, so many times the phone call goes the other way, doesn't it? "Eric, my dad's dying," or "my mom," or "my sister," or "my brother," "my child." And those are powerful moments in a pastor's life. Don't get me wrong. But God is in the joyous moments of a newborn baby's cry as well. You see, God is here. God is life. Are we listening? Are we listening? You know, a few years ago, as some of you know, Jamie and I started a church out in O'Fallon, Missouri, Church of the Crossroads. Church of the Crossroads. And also, as some of you know, I'm involved in Barbershop. It's a four-part a cappella music, for those that don't know. And a few years ago, I can't remember the year, this quartet called Gas House Gang became international champions. And they were from the Central States area, which is this five-state area here. And I really looked up to them. They were all really nice Christian guys, and so it's great to see guys like that succeed. Well, we were out there one Sunday morning, and in walks the baritone of that quartet, Rob Henry, and his family, his wife and his son, Ryan. And they walk in, and of course, it took me a while to gather my thoughts when I saw them. But he is the one, I don't know if you know and heard me tell the story before, he came down with esophageal cancer because of acid reflux. If you have acid reflux, get it taken care of, guys and girls. He came down with cancer, esophageal cancer, and he had gone to the hospital and there was no more that they could do for him, and so they sent him home. He was 41 years old. And so he was dying in his bed at home, essentially, and on a Wednesday, I'll never forget it, his son Ryan, who was about 5, came in beside his bed and said, "I love you, Daddy." And Rob conjured up enough energy to say, "I love you, baby." He hadn't spoken for probably a week. Do you know the hope that that gave that family? You see, God, if we pay attention, God gives us moments of inspiration and moments of hope. Do you hear that? You see, Rob died the next day. And that family can hang on to that moment. Rob knew that his boy and his wife was right there. Other than my everyday quiet time early in the morning, an example of quiet time that I use to listen to God is when my family goes up north. Sometimes it's so quiet you hear your ears whining, as I've already talked about. Sometimes it's so quiet that you're sitting there in the canoe and it starts raining. Peppering is what I would call it. And if you listen, you can hear the rain on top of the water. I've already told you about the eagle flying over my head, close enough to Paul's and I's head, close enough to hear the wind going over its wings. You know, there's nothing more heartbreaking, in a way, than at dusk to hear a loon cry. Anybody ever heard a loon cry? I'm not talking about me. Or how about when you're walking through the woods and all of a sudden you hear this in your chest and it kind of scares you when you don't know what it is, and you come to find out it's a little bird about the size of a quail called a grouse. And when it flaps its wings, you feel it in your chest more than you can hear it with your ears. Or the wind blowing through the pine trees. You see, these are just some ways that God speaks through God's creation. These are just some ways that God has opened up my eyes to His wonders. How do you listen to God? In our scripture for today, Paul and Ananias listened to God, and what a decision. And that decision, listen to me now, that decision to listen and to do still affects us today. Have you thought about that? You see, they could have said, no way, sorry. But their decision to listen and to take that step of doing, we're sitting here today. We may not be if they wouldn't have done that.